Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long in studio, and it's our Pick 6 segment. Charlie, I hope you got everybody's picks there with you.
I got them.
All right. Last week, just a kind of a fun deal for us. 4-2 for me. Charlie, 3-3.
Yeah, you said picking with the heart was what I was doing, and that's exactly what I was doing with Coach Napier and the Florida Gators, who got spanked. Spanked by Miami. Oof. That was a bad look.
Now we'll see what the freshman can do. Can he beat a life raft? I don't know, but you know, it's kind of...
You might as well give him a shot.
And Graham can't play.
Graham Mertz is bad, Mike.
Concussion protocol. But, man, they got problems up front. You better get a mobile quarterback. And that young freshman he's got some wheels on him now.
We kind of talked about Mertz. It's just like, yeah, neither of us really like him. But, man, that was a terrible showing against Miami.
Bad. But they didn't block for him either, Charlie.
That's true.
I'm not going to put all the blame on him.
And so you're looking at Miami now as the clear favorites for the ACC, I would imagine. So based off what we saw from Clemson against Georgia when they got smacked, we got that one right, Mike. Both of us had Georgia in that game.
I'm a big fan of Cameron Ward. I go back quite a few years with him in high school, and then he comes to Incarnate Word.
And then LSU let us both down, unfortunately. Yeah. But we won't be picking LSU this week because they don't have a spread for that game. Okay. We're going to start college football week 2. Number 3, Texas, opens as 7.5-point favorites at number 10, Michigan, in a premier top 10 showdown.
I'm going with Texas here. I think they're a better team, more established, certainly at quarterback. I think that tandem of Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning are the best in college football, 1-2. Michigan still trying to figure out that quarterback situation and getting it straight. Their defense is really good now. Really, really good.
Yes, they have some like 2 top 10 picks on that defense with Will Johnson and Mason Graham.
And so you got 3 potential first-round picks. But I'm going to go with Texas here. I just feel Longhorns are a better team. And last year, you know what? They were in a similar spot against that team out east, Alabama.
Yeah, for sure.
What happened there?
No, I'm taking Texas as well, and this is actually a clean sweep. Bobby made a really funny point when I was getting his picks earlier today about Michigan being, like, the quarterback for Michigan being a game manager's game manager. That's exactly what you're kind of expecting. You're just hoping that he doesn't do enough to lose the game. You just hope that the defense kind of carries you to victory. As we mentioned, Will Johnson and Mason Graham are 2 studs on the defense for Michigan, both probably going to be top 10 picks this upcoming year. At the same time, Texas, there's a great point made about the Longhorns this year that they may be one of the fastest teams in college football. And there's a reason that they're the number 3 team in the country.
And last year, all I know is them receivers they had.
And they brought in Isaiah Bond.
They
like
bring
from
in
Alabama.
Bond. But, man, ain't nobody as fast as Worthy.
Oh, no, not at all. There's a reason he was a first-round pick.
That guy, he could run. They are a team, man. If they come off the bus, you say, whoa, that's impressive. The size, the physicality, and I think that's the big change from maybe Texas from years ago and Texas today. I give Sarkisian a lot of credit. He rebuilt that offensive line. They've got some long, lengthy guys along the defensive line. And, man, do they have some speed at running back and at wide receiver.
Yep, I'm going with UT as well. So this is a clean sweep because Steve has them as well. We're only doing 2 college football games this week because the NFL Week 1 slate is awesome, and we'll do 4 of those games. So the other game that we have, number 17, Kansas State at Tulane. Kansas State opens as 9-point favorites in this one, Mike.
I'm going to take the wave in the 9 points. Kansas State, a conservative team. They like to play small ball with you, run the football, looking for maybe a mistake that you might have on special teams to convert on that. I think, the young freshman, redshirt freshman, I should say, Mensah, he re-impressed me. So
yep.
I'm going to take that 9 points. And the green wave.
I'm nervous about this one. I will also take Tulane. Steve has Kansas State here, -9, but you, me, and Bobby all have Tulane +9 at home. I think the one thing that really concerns me about this is if Kansas State kind of backdoors it and scores late and maybe wins. But I think this will be a very competitive game, no doubt about it. But the thing that stood out to me when we were talking with Coach Summerall about Kansas State, he kept talking about the rushing attack and the rushing defense for Kansas State. They're really built well in the trenches. As you mentioned, they're kind of conservative, but at the same time, as Coach Summerall mentioned, they're not going to beat themselves. So this is probably going to be a tight game. I got Tulane covering the spread. +9 is a lot. It has actually come down. It was 10 just the other day.
Man,
so
I saw it Monday night. It actually was 10.5.
Yeah, so it has come down a little bit, but I'll still take Tulane +9. Obviously, some money's coming in on them. NFL Week 1, Mike, as you kind of mentioned in the first segment, the Ravens at the Chiefs kicks everything off tonight on Thursday Night Football. You can listen to that game at 7 o'clock here on WWL. And the Chiefs open as 3-point favorites at home. Will they lose back-to-back seasons? you know, coming off a championship. Last year they lost to the Detroit Lions.
They didn't have Chris Jones either.
Yes, that is true. This one's a little bit different. I think that I'm a little bit concerned with the Ravens when I was looking through their schedule and everything like that. How much of a difference and how much of an impact is losing Mike McDonald going to have on that defense for the Ravens? I'm going to take the Chiefs here. Bobby's got the Ravens +3. Steve also has the Chiefs. I'm going to go with the Chiefs at home. It's a 3-point spread. This very well could be a push. But give me Kansas City. I think that Baltimore, you know, I don't know if they missed their opportunity last year necessarily, but I think they may take a slight step back. A slight step back. I think they'll still be a playoff team. But will they be the number one seed in the AFC again? Nah, I'm not sure.
If you're going to catch Mahomes, and I rarely do this, if you're going to catch him, you better catch him early. I'm going to go with the Ravens.
Okay. Once again, this very well could be a push. I mean, this is a 3-point spread. We'll see what
happens
there.
I was thinking of that, too.
But, yeah, I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I am with Steve on this one. You and Bobby have the Ravens, so we'll see how that works out. Kind of keeping my fingers crossed there. Up next, we got the Steelers at the Falcons, some NFC South flavor. The debut of Kirk Cousins, Falcons open as 3.5-point favorites at home against the Steelers.
I'm going to go with the Falcons. I think they're more settled at the quarterback position. I don't know what's going to happen in Pittsburgh with the Steelers. I know the Steelers can play really good defense, but the Falcons can match up front, offensive line-wise. And Bijan Robinson, he's a stud player at running back. I'm going to go with the Falcons.
It's really funny that this is like strength versus strength and weakness versus weakness with the Steelers defense versus the Falcons offense, strength versus strength, and then the Falcons defense versus the Steelers offense. Give me the Falcons here. I'm with you. And this is actually a clean sweep. Bobby and Steve both have the Falcons as well. Should be a fun game, I would imagine. So, you know, opening weekend in Atlanta. But at the same time, I just don't think the Steelers have enough offensively. And, you know, there's been the whole thing about, you know, Mike Tomlin every year goes 8-8 or at least gets 9 wins. Or I think that streak's going to come to an end. I think the Steelers are in for a pretty tough season. Depending on what happens with their quarterback situation, I think either guy probably leads them to like a 7-10 type of year. So give me the Falcons -3.5. Up next, we got the Saints game. Saints hosting the Panthers. Saints open as 4-point favorites in this one.
I'm going with the Panthers here. These games have notoriously been very close. The Panthers' defense is legit. Even though they don't have a Brian Burns off the edge, their defense is pretty doggone good. They can't be any worse on offense. Can't be any worse on offense. So I think this ends up being a field goal game. I think the Saints win it. But, man, if I get 4 points, I'm going with the Carolina Panthers.
I agree 100%, Mike. This screams to me 23-20. I mean, doesn't it? It feels
something in that range, like 2017, 23-20.
Yes. It feels like a 3-point game where maybe Blake Groupie hits a game-winning kick, and then the Saints go home happy.
Just win.
Yes, just win. I don't care if it's ugly. I'm taking the Panthers to cover the spread. I'm taking the Saints to win. I think they win by a field goal. I think that's basically as close as it gets. Because, you know, if you basically, we kind of felt similarly about LSU last week against USC that was going to be
and
a tight game.
And I changed my own mind on that.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm taking the Panthers in this one, too. Bobby and Steve both had the Saints -4, so this is a little bit of a split decision here, Mike. And then we'll wrap up with...
Well, I knew where Bobby was going.
Yeah, obviously, right. But we'll wrap up with Sunday Night Football, the Rams at the Lions. Lions open as 4-point favorites at home as well.
This is the toughest one for me. The other ones, man, I circled them fast. This one I thought about for a long time, but you know what? My head keeps telling me Detroit with that offensive line.
Yeah.
Now, Marcus Davenport is a projected starter at defensive end if he don't get hurt in the next couple of days. I'll be interested to watching that with Hutchinson on the other side. But you know what? The Lions, they've done some re-coordinating on the defensive side of football. A young man who played his high school ball right up the road from where I live, Amik Robertson at Thibodeau, yep, is the nickelback for the Detroit Lions.
I'm La Tech with, product, huh?
What?
La Tech product.
Yeah, went to Louisiana Tech. And man, he was an unbelievable player at Thibodeau High School. I'm going to go with Detroit Lions.
Ooh, this one was tough for me too, Mike. I think that the over might be a little bit safer here, depending on what it's... I actually haven't checked what it's set at. Give me the Lions here as well. So you and I see this game the same way. I think Detroit, they're so impressive at what they were able to do early on last season with Dan Campbell. And get them off to a good start again this year. That's what I got. Steve's got the Rams covering the +4, but you, me, and Bobby all have the Lions -4 in that opener on Sunday Night Football.
Well, if Steve's going to catch up, he better do it this week.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. This is our first official week of Pick Six. Last week, it was just kind of mono
e
mono.
Picking for fun.
Yeah, so, but yeah, now we've got NFL slates and NFL action. So we'll get into it this whole season. We'll do it every single week.